Cold Grave, written by Catherine Fox and read by Jennifer Valetic.
Annie!
Martin leant over the rail from the next level up.
Emergency! Need you up here now. Ben, you stay there.
Martin disappeared. He had been an intensive care nurse and his tone was enough to alarm her. Whatever it was, he didn't want Ben to see. Dad and I need you to sit on the lounge. Don't move anywhere. You're like a statue, she said, pulling Ben out of the pool. If you go back in the water, there'll be no more swimming this trip. This is incredibly important, okay? Two elderly women in tracksuits saw the commotion and offered to sit with the boy. Ben nodded and shivered. Anya wrapped a towel around his shoulders and another over the goosebumps covering his legs. I'll be right up there, she said, pointing to the balcony and throwing her dress on. Ben gave another understanding nod. Call out if you need me. She thanked the women, then rushed up the stairs, past a middle-aged man on his way down. About 10 feet along on the left, Martin was crouched at the open doors of a waist-high towel cabinet. There's no pulse. Help me lift her out. Anya couldn't immediately see a face, but bare feet protruded from the door. She took the legs and Martin carried the limp top half of the young woman. Long, wet black hair obscured the face. They gently lowered her onto the hard deck and Martin commenced mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Anya began cardiac massage and the pair worked in synchronicity. A passenger had attracted the attention of a cleaner who dropped his high-pressure hose and ran over. This is a medical emergency. We need you to call for help. The panic on the cleaner's face showed he understood. A minute later, an officer arrived with a first aid kit. He took out a one-way breathing mask and introduced himself as William. Martin stepped away and used the back of his hand to wipe what looked like a small amount of vomit from his mouth.
Please, not again,
William muttered, kneeling down beside the patient.